This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
Let's move to transportation. We are there.
Transportation, yep.
You gotta have a car. But yes. From what I understand, Maryland, the DC area, there's actually a lot of public transportation.
Correct. So if you are around close to DC, you got your bus in there that also, not only in DC, it's actually a bus that goes to Maryland locally on a daily basis. So people commute left and right between DC and Maryland, and it's very doable. Now the question is, how far is the bus stop from my house? Well, it depends. If your bus stop, it can be like literally right in front of you. Where we live in Towson, the bus literally stops by the gate, by the entrance of our apartment complex. So the kids and the bus stop, when you have kids, the bus also stops right in front of it. So the kids literally, and you as a parent, if you commute, it's doable. But majority of the town, I mean, the time that if you need to go like on, you know, your daily errands, of course, it's better to use the car as well. So it's very nice to have a personal car. But if you're going in and out of the DC or just in Maryland, per se, like metros, there are also buses. Like in New York, I can commute to my work with the bus as well. When you live in like downtown Baltimore or even suburb of Baltimore, it's doable by the bus. And there's also train in there as well. There's train there. You have your local train and you also have your interstate trains. Interstate trains, if you want to go to New York, you don't even have to drive. You can use the bus. Actually, if you go to those busy DC, New York, you don't want to bring your car. Just take the bus. Basically, from my experience, who lived in Boston, who lived in New York City, who lived in DC, don't take your car in the downtown places.
But I would say, and would you agree with me though, that it's good to have a car.
Yes, advisable.
You don't need it for your day to day. If you want to go city to city or, you know, ride around in the inside of the city. But all in all, and this is a good rule of thumb for any city that you move to in the United States, get a car.
Yes.
It will help your freedom and your life and your, because unfortunately the rest of the world has very good public transportation systems and very intricate. And in the United States, we have very sophisticated highways.
Yep.
And the one thing that we did do right, and as this train and bus system that you were saying between all these metropolitan areas, especially on the Northeast coast, right in there is what you were talking about, Kay. And what about driver's license? How did you go about that when you got into the United States?
I got to United States. I don't have any driving experience. So I actually, when I got here, that's the only time I actually got into driving school. And it's not hard to get. It's really not hard to get. And the good thing is majority of the cars here are automatic versus to where I came from. A couple of them are stick shift. So you learn stick shift. In America, it's easy because now, especially with the technology right now, the cars are equipped with a lot of safety features, backup camera, side blind spot area. It's so easy. And I said, it's good to have a car in Maryland. And don't be scared if you don't know how to drive in your country before. There are school systems in here, driving schools in here, which are very efficient. They are very high standard for driving because primarily driving in America can be dangerous if you don't know and you're in the highway. That's why driving schools here are very strict and they're very good in teaching the kids or young people who doesn't know how to drive. And after that, after the school, just one school, I was confident to drive. I had no problem at all.
I absolutely love driving. You hit the highway, you put down the windows, you turn up the stereo. I like to sing. You might be able to hear me. I'm in California, all the way in Maryland, singing in my car.
Yes.
Now, when you arrived in Maryland, did you search for a support?
Oh, support.
especially when you first get to a new place, it's hard to do it alone.
Yes, exactly. The place when I started there, the people, the culture of my employees, they're very, very helpful. I'm comparing this from where I came, also New York. It's tougher to have to penetrate a support network in New York City. It's easier in Maryland. People are very warmer. They're very down to earth. People are very helpful. It's just because it's the less hassle and bustle. People there just chill. They're very relaxed. They're not very stressed. That's one of the reasons why we chose Maryland for a long-term decision for us, because the culture, the support system is important, as I said, and it's not hard to penetrate to have a support system. People are very warm, very helpful. When they know that you're there, you're a new person, they're going to be very helpful for you. I'm a traveling nurse. I am always new to different hospitals. I'm always new to the different places. And I can tell you, this is one place that I felt like I felt home in a couple of a month. The people there are very nice and very helpful. They will treat you like a family.
Well, how about the treatment of your family, your spouse and your kids? How did they settle in? What kind of support did they have whenever they arrived?
So my husband is not Filipino. So he's South American. So he actually enjoyed it more too, because now he get oriented, or he met a lot of friends that are not of his culture. Bolivians are very hard to find in America. So I'm telling you that. He told me I was lucky to find him.
Well, you're the lucky one, man.
So this is something that it was easy for him to take, because the support system, again, the people are warmer and welcoming to him. And I'm talking not because he found Bolivians. No, majority of his friends there that were very welcoming. One of his bosses were like Indian, Mediterranean, as I said, non-Filipino, non-Bolivian, but they're very welcoming to us as well.
And what type of community support systems are there? Are there any sort of organizations that you think that nurses who are moving to Maryland should reach out to in order to have that support?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of events. When you talk about events, cultural events, there's a lot, especially in DC. So you will have all those, your Latino festivals. You will have your Filipino festival. You have your Japanese celebrations in there. So you will always find like those communities in there. Before, it was harder to find those support systems. But now, because of Facebook and social media, if you go to Facebook and you join like a certain group that says there, for me, Filipinos in Maryland, there's actually a Facebook group there. Let's say volleyball group in Maryland, which I also joined before in New York. So I joined a social group of New York volleyball players. So then I just joined in. So I went in there and I meet a lot of people who play volleyball. So I've never met them in my whole life, but we all have one in common, which is volleyball. And eventually we get friends with it. So there is a lot of, which is a good thing now. It's not hard to adjust compared to 10 years ago when there was no Facebook yet. There was no way of social media. Now, use those tools. Those are very helpful tools. Find something that you like. And then you find that in that Maryland, let's say Maryland hobby for cars, something like that. So, so there's a lot of social connection that you can make in there. Outside your own personal network, you can use that tool. And if you have something very common, it's easy to help to find them.
And also you were talking about volleyball. There are a lot of pro sports teams in Maryland as well. So you have the Baltimore Ravens. They actually won the Super Bowl a few years. Yeah. They actually won the Super Bowl. And so there are lots of pro sports events that you can go to. And there's nothing more, I think, that brings people together. And it's so interesting and so wonderful. Yes. You know, like you were saying with volleyball, we don't know anything about each other, but high five, we're playing volleyball and we're on the same team. And, it's a great way to also meet other people. And there are people from all over the world.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Now, I want to go back into the Maryland culture again. I want to talk about the ethnic foods there. So we talked about the local foods. We talked about the crab and the fish. And, you know, of course, if you're at a Ravens game, you have to have a hot dog. But what about the ethnic foods, foods from around the world there?
As for me, I love a place that will deliver me all the kinds of food, because I'm the person who'll be like, hey, I'm waking up one day, I want to order Vietnamese food. Hey, you know what? Next week, I want the Indian food. Hey, next week, let's say Thursday, I want, let's say, Brazilian food, Rodizio's. I like those, you know, skewers on the live grill, and they're serving right in front of you.
I love those.
Yeah, so I love exploring different kinds of food. My husband's South American, so we love Peruvian food, Bolivian food, South American culture. We have it there as well. Name it, we have it. So it's not something that you're craving for. I know we don't have it. I mean, New York has the most, but Baltimore has it best too. And the good thing is cheaper than New York City, because they can deliver it. You can deliver it, since it is a school kind of university area, that, you know, portion of Maryland are very good in university, well known for students. Not only high school students, but you're talking about university, college, as well as residents. Because now you have Johns Hopkins, Baltimore University of Maryland, which are very, very good for medical program in the whole United States. So you have tons and thousands of residents there. And of course, when you're a student, when you're a resident, you're not going to be spending $50 for food. You can buy it for $20 or less than that, and it's still good quality. I am telling you, Luciana, because one thing I like about Maryland, you can buy it cheaper and with quality.
Maryland has much less of a cost of living. If you look at Maryland versus, my gosh, so many other states, that the cost of living there is very, very affordable. Yes. So it may seem like we were talking about earlier that rent might seem high, but everything that you can do, even the gas, you know, is much
cheaper.
More.
And the housing, when you go towards, I would say, more inner, like we were looking at one point Hagerstown area, which is part of Maryland, more inner, western, northern. Oh, you can get as easy as $1,500 for rent there, less than that. So there's areas there, and it's not a bad area. It's a developing area, which is, I think, for me as an investor, hey, go there. Your house can be times two already in 10 years from now, I'm telling you. That is a growing. When I go to places, I look at the potential, and I see potential in Maryland, primarily because a lot of people are moving out from the metro, D.C., you know, working from home. And now if you go in there, you buy your property, I'm pretty sure that's going to appreciate in a couple more years. It's a big potential there.
You mentioned all the different hospitals and universities. It is a very educated area of the United States. Everybody there is very educated.
Yes.
I want to know the differences between, let's say, a hospital in the Philippines versus working in a hospital in Maryland. Let's say top three major differences clinically.
Clinically, not pay, right? Well, I was earning 50 cents per hour back in the Philippines. Let me get it that straight. I earned 50 cents per hour. That's my salary.
Oh my gosh, welcome to America.
There you go. When I got here, I got $30 an hour. That's a big jump for me. Big life-changing scenario for me. They say, America has higher cost of living. That is true. America has higher cost of living, but when you compare high cost of living percentage versus the salary, it is exponentially way more here than in the Philippines. Absolutely. But anyway, clinical wise, you have so many, again, because a lot of here at university hospital, you have children's hospital not far from Maryland, which is just by the DC area and Maryland border. You have your big university hospitals around. You have your community hospitals as well. You can get a lot of experience from these hospitals. And the thing is, a lot of them are funded also. So when you're funded, you bring their newest technology in there. You know, the hospital will bring in the best experience as a nurse because they have the best technology. The first time I saw a robotic for bone surgery was in there. Before robot was just for abdomen surgery. Now you're talking about implanting your joints, your bones, your knees. So it's a robot orthopedic. Yeah. So we have those. The first time I saw it was, wow, I saw it there in Maryland.
My goodness. Yeah. Yes. And as you said, John Hopkins, Percy, is wonderful. We actually also have, there's another really, really great healthcare system there called Adventist that are mm-hmm. one of the Kinetics clients. They're also fantastic, mm-hmm. latest technology there as well. And it seems from what I've noticed, I am not a nurse or a doctor. But what I will say that I have heard a lot of feedback from our nurses are the community within the hospitals and that teamwork, that yes. sensation of teamwork, no matter where you're from, you could be in a room and everyone has an accent from a different yes. area of the world. But do you yes. feel that cohesion going on in within the hospital there? Does all of that kind of leave it at the door mentality, here we are?
No, actually, that's why when I started traveling there as a nurse, initially, everybody was so warm. May it be, you know, my color, maybe a different color. They are just treating me just equally the same. There was no like, oh, you're a different person, you're a different culture, we treat you different. No, there's no such thing as that. That's why I enjoyed it. That's one of my favorite travel contract ever in Maryland as well. And the kids enjoyed it too. The kids loved the neighbors. They were very warm and nice to us. Even up to now that we're not there for 2 years, 3 years now, my kids are still communicating to their friends back there. They're still talking almost every day. You know, one of my son's best friend is still there. They would communicate and they would exchange before letters as well. And then every time we go there, we still visit them. You know, the warm, the culture, the people are very warm. I'm comparing this to, of course, well, I came from New York City. It was like when people are nice to you in New York, it's like, what do you want? what do you want from me? You know, and not only like me coming, you know, as an immigrant coming to New York, I think even local Americans would come to New York City and be like, you know, these are kind of like, oh, what's wrong with him? You know, there's a little tension before you penetrate. But when you penetrate New York City culture, you would feel that they're like a family to you. But it takes a while. But in Maryland, they gave it just like that. They're just nice to you. I'm like, what does she want? Why is she nice to me? No. And then they would even bring like, oh, yeah, I cook some food. Do you want some? And they would share it to me as well. Like, are you sure? And like, hey, you know, there's a birthday coming in. I'm a traveler. I'm a traveler. In my mind, I'm a traveler inviting me. Oh, yeah, bring your family, bring your kids like that. They were just so warm and nice. That's why when my husband and I were deciding where we're going to move in the long term, then we finally decided Maryland was a good choice for us as well.
I absolutely love hearing your stories. I yeah. do want to just make one more point about Maryland is that people there are very warm. Like you said, people there are very helpful in helping you get your life together. Mm-hmm. That's that type of support. And then supporting you throughout that yes. time as you are living there and hopefully staying there permanently and for a long time and making it into DC and you know, walking around the mall in DC where yes. you see all of you know, the monuments and the White House and everything else. And then you can just skip on over to Delaware and take a look at the Atlantic Ocean. And then why not go back west and take a hike in the Appalachian Mountains? The United States has everything to offer. Kay, if you could offer one piece of advice, what would it be?
The one piece of advice is this: once opportunity comes, it will never come back. So your opportunity is there, grab it. That's what I'm saying right now. go call her. I'm not getting commissions from her, but I'm just saying, if opportunity comes in, it doesn't matter how skillful you are, but if you don't have opportunity, you will never be successful. If now you combine it with your skills and your talent, and now combined with your opportunity, you can be whoever you want to be.
I got chills as you were saying that. At home, if you could see my arm, on it. It's absolutely beautiful, and you are so, so right and so true. And I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Kay, it's the second time I've had the pleasure of interviewing. So I'm really, really glad that you joined us. Thank you, Kay.
Bye.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.